From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump's race for the White House remains undecided at this hour. VOA's Mary Alice Salinas is at Trump's headquarters in New York City.
Every time they call some numbers that favor their candidate, the Republican nominee Donald Trump, this place just erupts in cheers. You can tell there is so much excitement here. They talk about anxiety a lot on both sides because it's so close in some key states. But really, at this point, there's just a lot of excitement here. I'm in the ballroom at the Hilton Midtown. This is Trump HQ on this historic election night. You have media here like I've never. It is rare for me in my career this much media around from all over the world. Of course, the whole world is watching what happens here.
Meantime, Kyle Kondak with the Saboteau Crystal Ball at the University of Virginia is watching the returns as well.
We're seeing some pretty remarkable results tonight. Big swings within states, basically kind of urban and sort of well-educated suburban areas swinging hard toward the Democrats, but also then sort of rural exurban areas swinging hard towards Trump. And so we've got a number of states out there that are very, very close.
270 electoral votes are needed to win the presidency. The pre-election day surveys had given Clinton a 2 to 3 point lead over Trump nationwide. Investors worried about Donald Trump might be winning the U.S. presidency caused a sharp sell-off of stocks in Asian markets and pushed down future prices for U.S. markets Wednesday morning. Trump's promises to drastically change U.S. trade, tax, and other policies, raising uncertainties that rattle investors. This is VOA News. The close presidential vote Tuesday night was mirrored by extremely tight races for the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives, but as more results came in, it became clear the Republican Party would keep its majority control over both houses of Congress. Democrats had strong hopes of overturning the Republicans' 8-seat majority in the Senate, but they fell short. Analysts predicted the Republicans' 54-46 edge in the 100-seat chamber would decline to 52-48. Russian plans to launch a new strike on parts of Syria are being met with contempt in Washington, which is accusing Russia of trying to show off its naval capabilities at the expense of civilians. Officials in Russia's defense ministry told the Interfax news agency Tuesday that new strikes against the Islamic State group will target the outskirts of Aleppo. They say the attacks would come within the next few hours. A source in the ministry said the strikes would include a Russian aircraft carrier as well as cruise missiles from other ships located off the Syrian coast. South Korean President Park Geun-hye says she will allow the country's parliament to select a new prime minister, a major concession as she seeks to survive a growing political scandal. President Park announced her decision Tuesday after meeting with the Speaker of the Opposition-controlled National Assembly. In addition to allowing the parliament to select a new prime minister, Ms. Park also agreed to let the prime minister control the cabinet. Hungary's parliament narrowly blocked an attempt by Prime Minister Viktor Orban to amend the constitution to bar the resettlement of refugees in Hungary without the approval of Hungarian lawmakers and authorities. The measure failed to garner a single vote from opposition parties and fell 2 votes short of the 2/3 majority needed to pass. Mr. Orban proposed the amendment following an October 2nd referendum in which 98% of those who voted backed a proposal to reject the European Union's refugee quotas. That vote was ruled invalid because of low turnout. The Philippine Supreme Court ruled Tuesday that the country's former dictator, Ferdinand Marcos, could be buried at a National Heroes Cemetery. Marcos ruled the Philippines from 1965 into early 1986. His 20-year presidency was marked by widespread corruption and human rights abuses. He was forced from power in 1986. For details on these stories and much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.